In addition to their military conflict, the United States and the Taliban are fighting a propaganda war, and today saw another salvo fired. Pakistan, which has sided with the United States, warned the Taliban's ambassador in Islamabad, the Pakistani capital, to stop using his daily news conferences to criticize the U.S. bombing campaign in Afghanistan. The Taliban envoy, Abdul Salam Zaif, has repeatedly accused the United States of committing atrocities against Afghan civilians. From Islamabad, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Officially, the Taliban ambassador is accused of violating the so-called third country rule. Diplomats posted to one country are not supposed to criticize another. Pakistani officials insist they're merely enforcing diplomatic protocol, but critics say the real aim is to muzzle Taliban ambassador Abdul Salam Zaif, the Islamic regime's only foreign envoy and its most visible spokesman. Virtually every foreign journalist in Islamabad attends his daily news conferences. CNN sometimes covers them live. With most foreign reporters barred from entering Taliban-controlled Afghanistan, these briefings have provided one of the few sources of information, however biased, about what's happening inside Afghanistan.
Welcome to all the journalism and journalist community.
Ambassador Zaif, wearing a black turban and long flowing salwar kameez, used the daily forums to lash out against the U.S. military campaign.
American terrorist attack on the people of Afghanistan are continuing. With the passage of each day, the inhuman and brutal face of America is becoming naked.
Zaif regularly cites figures of civilian casualties, more than 1,500 at last count. The Pentagon says these figures are greatly exaggerated and accuses the Taliban of flat-out lying. Ambassador Zaif may have held his last news conference. He canceled his daily briefing today, and none is scheduled for tomorrow. It appears as if the Taliban propaganda machine has been curtailed, at least for now.
It looks as though the Pakistanis and the Americans are working together to make sure that enemy propaganda does not get out of hand.
Najam Sethi is editor of the Friday Times, a newspaper based in Lahore, Pakistan. It may be a bit too early to invoke that old adage about the truth being the first casualty in any war, but, says Najam Sethi, the U.S. and Pakistan are clearly stepping up their efforts to win the propaganda war.
When the going gets rough, governments do tend to lean on the press, and in more ways than one. And I think as this war is prolonged, that may tend to happen, and I think the media will have to really stand up and call the shots and say things, explain things the way they are.
Najam Sethi says he's confident that in the end the truth will prevail, but others are not so optimistic. Both the Taliban and the Pentagon seem intent on putting their spin on information flowing out of Afghanistan. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Islamabad.